Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, joining us right now is our guy, Five Star. He is here to, we'll have obviously Super Bowl stuff tomorrow, but we're going to get into some different props. So we're going to do that today. Five Star, welcome in. Let's get to it now. You know, a lot of props have already come out, and so you've been able to peruse through them. I think one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make is they get too caught up in too many props and they end up working against themselves. So it's important, obviously, to find the right one. So we're going to try to have you help us do that. So let's get right into it. You've got one. Is this going to be a higher or lower scoring game? Well, I think a lot of times when you look at props, you got to figure out how you think the game is going to go. You figure out how you handicap the game, and then you work the props off of that. So give us some ideas about what you think the props are going to look like and how that game, you know, and why you went to some of these props.
Good morning, Lance. How you doing? It's going to be a high-scoring game, in my opinion, because you got two teams who can really move the ball. They led the league in scoring. Kansas City was first in the league, and the Eagles were right behind them. And as I break down these props, you'll kind of see my angles on them. I got both teams to score in the first quarter at a juicy plus 115 because both these teams, they start really fast. And they have the type of coaches and quarterbacks that like to get the lead early and come out and execute well. KC has scored the most total points in the league, as I said, with 496. And Philly's right behind them. They have 477 points this season. More so the Eagles and Chiefs ranked fourth and fifth, respectively, in first quarter scoring. So both teams really like to get out early, as I said. Then they also have good kickers, which plays a major factor. Kicker Harrison Bucker's longest field goal was a 62-yarder. He hit in week six. That 62-yarder was the longest field goal in the NFL this season. And then the Eagles kicker, Jake Elliott, is actually statistically better than Bucker. He's automatic from inside 40, but he's also 5 or 6 from 50 yards. With the game being played inside in Arizona, it's going to be perfect kicking conditions. So I expect both teams to be able to put up points in the first quarter. And I think the book agrees with me because it's a pretty high first quarter total number at 9.5 with the juice at minus 135.
So if that's the case, then you're going to be looking at some team totals as well, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. I like the first team, the first half team total for the Chiefs at over 12 minus 120. Most of focused on the Chiefs with these props. And the reason why, as you know, Lance, it's a lot easier to read what the Chiefs are going to do because they've been doing it now for quite a while. And it's going to be Mahomes and Kelce. That's what they do. And whereas the Eagles are very multifaceted, you don't know who's going to get the ball. They spread the ball around and they run a bunch of different runners. So I think the first half team total for over 12 for Kansas City is a gimme. As I said, the Chiefs can score in bunches. I know the Eagles have a dominant defense, but if you think about it, they haven't seen any good quarterbacks over the second half of the year. They only played two decent ones, Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott. Rodgers scored 20 in the first half on field, and Dak put up 17 points before intermission. Overall, the Eagles have had one of the easier schedules, and if you look at the quarterbacks they face, it's really laughable. Pat Mahomes is just another galaxy. He's a worldly talent. He's a young legend already, in the future first ballot Hall of Famer if he never played another snap. And with all the new rules in this league, and how defense no longer wins championships, the NFL's model for great quarterbacks is what win, you know, championships now. And even the best defenses can't defend a perfect pass. So I know in the past two Super Bowls, he's kind of struggled. That's why I expect him to be really laser-focused this coming week. And I think that Philly isn't used to facing that type of quarterback play. So I think the Chiefs easily go over 12 first half.
So that's, and that makes some sense. If you handicap. And I agree with you. I had to make my predictions on the game for NFL.com, and I was, you know, who do you think is going to be the MVP? Give us a bold prediction. And I was working through Philadelphia, and I realized, man, they just had 4 rushing touchdowns last week. Like, I don't know what I don't know if it's going to be Jalen. I don't know if it's Devontae Smith. I don't know how A.J. Brown is going to do. And when you go over to Kansas City, you do feel like there are known commodities. I think one of the interesting ones here is Pacheco. Is your thoughts on Pacheco? Because, you know, I've been surprised they don't go to him more. Like, I feel like I expected them with the high ankle sprain. He didn't even hit his over-under for rushing total. He only had 10 rushes, and this is a guy with a bad high ankle sprain in Pat Mahomes, and Pacheco didn't even get over 10 rushing totals.
Yeah, and I think he's going to go under 50 yards again. Casey just doesn't run the ball that much, Lance, and Pacheco, he'll get some carries, but he's going to still have to give up some to Jerick McKinnon and also Ronald Jones. This is just a pass-first team. They're running game and short passes to Kelsey, so he's going to be more effective, I think, in the passing game. And that's where we slipped last week. That was the only one that we missed on. We should have went Pacheco receiving yards and rushing yards because he did end up breaking that, but he didn't get any yards rushing last week.
No, and that was the problem. And then you're going with old, reliable Travis Kelce. If you know, you know, and we all know by this point.
Oh, yeah, Kelce is Mahomes' go-to guy. He's averaged 8 receptions a game in the last 5. Kelsey's one of the most competitive guys in the NFL, so he'll bring his best in the Super Bowl. Also, as I said, he's practically the Chiefs' running game. They love to give him quick, easy catches that utilize his great ability with yards after the catch. So I expect him to fly over 6.5 receptions. They just know how to get him the ball. They understand how to get him the ball. And also, I think that Mahomes has a passing rating over 99 as well, Lance. His career postseason passing rating is 106. In his last 2 postseasons, his passing rating average is an insane 114. He's just a master at making the tough look easy, and he makes the great throws, but he doesn't miss the layups. And like we said, Kelce's his security blanket. So I think if Pat Mahomes' passing rating over 99.9 is a give me 2 at minus 110.
All right, perfect. Well, we appreciate it as always. Make sure you guys follow 5-Star on Twitter, at 5-Star in Vegas. A lot of great stuff there, and not just for Super Bowl stuff, but also just basketball, just tennis. I mean, a lot of different things going on. This is what he does. He does this for a living, so he's going to be looking at a lot of different things, and he'll have information. And he has opinions during games when his side's not going so good. 5-Star's been known to throw an opinion on Twitter as well.
The
strong ones when it's not going in your favor, when you think somebody's not giving you the best play. So I appreciate that too. Listen, we thank you for joining us all season long. We know we'll have our check in with you next week for the Super Bowl. We'll do it at that point, but appreciate it, and let's go get some winners.
All right, appreciate you, Lance. I checked out your young breakdown on Bryce Young, and it was
man. What'd
great
you
think? Job. Great job, man. Great job on that. You know you're the best at that. So I really enjoy watching that, man, and I look forward to talk to you guys about my pick on the Super Bowl. Next week we're going to have a really exciting matchup, man, and I look forward to it, guys.
All right, sounds good. That's 5-Star in Vegas.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.